WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. The National Guard is expected to get deployed to New Orleans by the end of November. CBS's Katie Weiss reports the federal assistance was a request by the governor.
The city's police chief, Ann Kirkpatrick, reiterated that she doesn't feel it's necessary to have these troops coming here outside of any major event, that the city has things under control when it comes to just day-to-day crime fighting tactics.
The Trump administration has been sending agents to cities in response to protests over its immigration crackdown. Alex Gaynor's with CBS News New York and tells us street vendors in downtown Manhattan were some of the latest targets.
According to the NYPD, this is an ICE enforcement operation with no NYPD involvement. Now, law enforcement sources say federal agents from ICE and other agencies were conducting raids on Chinatown streets in the Canal Street area, reportedly to arrest undocumented immigrants.
In some states, SNAP benefits may run out due to the government shutdown. WSBT-TV reporter Nick Odhoff says a lot of residents in South Bend, Indiana could be impacted.
More than 600,000 Hoosiers are at risk of their November EBT funding not being available. The pause in benefits coming from the Indiana Family and Social Services Administration. That's because they anticipate not being able to pay food vendors because of the federal government shutdown. Critchlow says the pause for EBT will affect all different working class Americans, from seniors, handicapped, family with children, and even U.S. military personnel.
The average time that a resident uses the SNAP program is 12 to 19 months.
President Trump is seeking $230 million from his own Justice Department for previous lawsuits against him. But he says he won't keep any of the money for himself.
I was damaged very greatly, and any money that I would get, I would give to charity.
Opening statements begin today in the murder trial of a former Illinois sheriff's deputy. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper with details.
With two lesser charges dropped, former Sangamon County Deputy Sean Grayson now faces first-degree murder in the 2024 shooting death of Sonia Massey in her kitchen. She called police about a possible prowler.
Sheriff's office!
Grayson's defense team is expected to argue that he fired in self-defense, fearing that Massey would throw a pot of boiling water at him. That's when Massey was shot in the head. Due to pretrial publicity, the trial has been moved to Peoria County, Illinois, about an hour away from where the fatal shooting took place. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Well, for the first time since the pandemic, the national average price of a gallon of gas could drop below $3. AAA says it's about $3.05 now, after falling 12 cents in the last month. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed. Which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a month in bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Kenny Loggins tells the president to stop using his music.
President Trump posted an AI video showing him piloting a fighter jet and dumping feces on No Kings protesters below. In the fake video, he used the famous Kenny Loggins song from Top Gun.
I went to
Loggins says he was not asked for permission and wants the video removed. The singer writes, "I can't imagine why anyone would want their music used or associated with something created with the sole purpose of dividing us." Matt Piper, CBS News.
Music Cares has named its 2026 Person of the Year. Five-time Grammy winner Mariah Carey gets the honor from the organization. While she's mostly known for her singing pipes, she's also a huge philanthropist and has used her platform to help communities and underserved youth. Carey will be honored in Los Angeles January 30th. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy and breezy for tonight with occasional showers and a low close to 40. We'll look for more clouds for tomorrow, a pop-up shower or two possible, and still breezy. A high in the low 50s. A return to sunshine for Thursday and Friday, high low 50s. It's 46 right now.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around. Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Where I wanna go. Yeah, I'm a city, on each evening at your side. Tell me you'll love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. My coffee with a morning kiss, soften my dreams with your sigh. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Must go. I won't tell you no. Just so that we can say we tried. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Today's big deal of the day. Nothing says cozy comfort like the rich, buttery, baked from scratch goodness of Linda's Sugar Bliss. Picture this: warm cookies fresh from the oven, show-stopping cakes and pastries that'll make your fall gatherings unforgettable. It's pure bakery happiness that's guaranteed to please. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $8. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Yeah. so far away.
Well, there's a road.
Time to have. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Desire. darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell. Echoing the wills of silence. People bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering. Silence.
W-R-J-N.
Ooh, I bet you
Town Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Told her that about a thing she saw. got it!
For 98 years, your home for local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More Timeless Hits on the way next.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
You're so smart.
You say you're gonna go and
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. New Orleans may be the next city to get National Guard troops sent in. The Republican governor of the state has requested them to help fight crime. The city's police superintendent says she doesn't think federal assistance is needed, but will work with them if they come, which is expected to be by the end of next month. The Trump administration's increased immigration crackdowns in cities all across the country have impacted churches.
This priest in Atlanta is celebrating Mass at his house.
So many of our people are scared. That's why I invite them right here to my place to sing, to praise God, to worship together with freedom.
This Baltimore priest is delivering communion to parishioners' homes.
If they can't come to my building, I need to go to them.
This churchgoer says for a while she blamed not only ICE, but God.
I was so resentful to God. Like, wow, like, I have been so faithful to you.
Some churches are posting volunteers at their doors to make sure ICE agents don't get in. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Day 22 for the government shutdown, and Democrats want to talk to the president about extending health care provisions.